Welcome back, Dennis. We have some greetings here for you from Berlin. Person said, brilliant show on Storm Night, Dennis. A real Bajan belly laugh, especially the ankle talk. Maybe you should do a two-hour show, just jive talking. So the person from Berlin actually enjoyed the entertainment while people were praying and hoping that the storm would not impact us. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You are on the air.
Yes, Joanne.
Yes, you were telling me quickly about this thing you
right,
have from Pangilderi.
And I don't want to get carried away. I know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that we've been getting some serious challenges with water. Sometimes they're going to the bath. Yes, the water may be trickling. Mm-hmm. But as you know, the pressure don't go up to the bath head. But to make a long story short, we have been fighting with this water issue for so long. We've been hearing that the Barbados Water Authority will put this in place, the next in place. And here it is every single day for the last 6 weeks. The water have been going off sometimes 3-4 times daily. But what I'm saying for myself, what I have done, there are some barrels that Pine Hill Dairy sell for $5, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That you can cut off the top. Some are metal cans or some are plastic cans. But why I prefer the plastic cans, because the metal ones will rust after time and your water will get very brown. But in terms of people with farmers and chickens, etc., and pig pens, because you know pigs don't have pores. And they need to get water coming directly from that nipple. And you need to wash down those pens for sanitary reasons. And for me, what I have done, I have set up a drip system out of the water that comes from the roof. And had to go to Carter's, obviously, and get certain fittings to plug into the bottom of the plastic can. And that have helped me, because before I did that, the drought was very, very bad. It was very dry. The earth would start to crack. So I want to say that from the successful government after successful government have been promising the agriculture people a help in the dip of the price that you pay for water, and to give you some kind of incentive to help you at least put down a trapture of water, where obviously you will have to get a pump and irrigation system. But if we don't go out there and help ourselves, and we sit down with our hands in the air, our livelihood is infringed. So I just want to tell the people on the outside, The cheapest way right now, if you don't are not getting help, Pine Hill Dairy is selling some barrels, and they could hold a lot of water. You can get 5, 6, 7, how much that you could afford for the time, and every time you say a little $5 or $10, you'll go and buy one or two more. And now that you're getting the rain, trap that water, and that water is come back in very handy, Joanne, to work back in domestic purposes, you know?
Well, domestic purposes, but certainly when you got farmers with bigger land, it's not
right.
Exactly easy to do. And even though I'm still advocating, and I will continue to advocate, that farmers should get an ease on the water bill as far as the garbage and sewage contribution is concerned.
Yes, if
they're being hit three ways.
Yes.
One is the increase in the water rate from 466, I think, to 778
right.
And per cubic meter. The second impact would be the land tax has now gone up. So if you are not renting the land, and even if you are renting the land, the owner may still pass on some sort of cost to you.
Exactly.
And then, of course, the 50% in water usage to be paid, then I think that at least that one, because there are three things that are hitting them, and maybe if you can take one out of the equation to ease the farmers, because we run the risk of shutting down the small farmers, even the big farmers.
Exactly.
We run the risk of the price increase, where we know that cows in the dairy industry, they need a lot of water.
Yes.
Then, of course, when they're selling it to the supermarket, and the supermarket then will pass on the price to us.
To the consumer.
Restaurants then will have to send out their prices when you're having dinner.
Right.
And I think that industry needs some help by way of some level of protection, even if it is just saying, listen, the rest of you, you'll have to pay. We'll ease the farmers for now. And speaking of which, I did say about the garbage and sewage contribution that it was time, or soon time, to tell the Barbadian public how much they've collected for garbage, how much for sewage, and is it something that is going to be reviewed again so that we can see if it needs tweaking? Can we pull back here, there, and and maybe divert some of the money somewhere else? But thank you so much for your contribution. As always, this is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. 11:21, Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Hick. Good morning, Ms. Hick.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I am very good. And you?
Pretty well. I need to talk to you, but I want to alert a listener or someone who, in truth and fact, might be close to that person, to alert that person to the phone, secretary, person, assistant, or whoever it may be. And I want to direct what I'm going to be saying this morning to the Minister of Home Affairs. But before I get to that, Joanne, I want people to know, I'm going to pay you a compliment that you probably would not relay. You were always beautiful in looks. You were always beautiful in behavior. You were brought up. So don't worry about what people think about you.
Thank you,
Mark. You wasn't always a hag. You was a saint.
Yes. Still am. Just didn't change the passport and the ID card and the signature. That's
all. Right. Mm-hmm. And in truth of fact, your sister, your family, gone back a long way in my life, and I know who I'm talking to.
Yes.
So don't let certain things worry you. Now, before I get to the main point.
Wait, Mark, before you get to the point, you know, you mentioned something yesterday about traffic management, and I thought I heard Minister Duguid speak into something to that effect.
Well, that's what it's all about. And I want to compliment Starcom for giving me, I received so many calls yesterday in relation to my contribution. I dealt with what people believe is politics of today, which will not be politics. But I call you on a matter. I don't want to lose track on
it. Okay, go ahead.
And I believe we as a nation need to be able, have you seen the photograph of the sunset?
Yes.
Now, I'm appealing to Barbadians to dissect that photograph the way that I have seen it and was told to look for. And I'm also drawing Barbadians to the attention that the hands and the works of God really moved us away from what we would have seen or what we have seen as far as Martinique is concerned, as far as certain countries within the region concerned. And I think it is the prayers of Barbados that have asked God to shield us from the dangers and damage of Dorian. Now, the picture, if you look on the right-hand side of the photograph, I want anybody to tell me if they've seen an image of a head looking like a lion head or a dog head with two bulging eyes. If they've seen that, perhaps they could call and say they've
Well, I'm here searching now because I know on social media they had some different people took pictures.
On the lower right-hand side of that photograph of what seems to be an image or a lion head with two bulging eyes. The bulging eyes, you can see it plain there. And on the other side is a wind of force seemed to be coming in that direction. I'm saying that I don't believe I have seen wrong. I believe that I have seen right, but I want a clarification, and I want people to understand that the prayers have really been answered and have been answered.
But Mark, let me ask you something, and not to water down what you said in terms of the images, but you remember when you're small, and even now, that there's a little shadow on the wall for some little ornament that your mother have on and the TV, and then you're looking at it twice, and you swear that that's a face. You know what I mean? It looks like somebody's face. It looks like a cat. It looks like a dog. You know, clouds temporarily would take various forms, and sometimes they take the forms of a human face, an animal. If you look long enough,
well,
you'll see a lot.
To be honest with you, I am a cloud watcher.
Okay.
I sit at afternoons and I watch the various formations as far as the cloud is concerned.
Uh-huh.
So what I'm speaking about, I am not an authority. I'm asking people if they realize what that photograph brought up.
Uh-huh.
And there got to be a reason back there. And I believe that we have seen the reason because of Dorian's path and the results of Dorian in the region. But that is not what I really
okay.
want.
Okay, go ahead. Yes,
no.
Continue.
We have been hearing a lot of talk about medical marijuana. We have been hearing so many things about alcohol and the use of substance abuse. Now, I am going to ask the minister responsible, and that is Minister of Home Affairs, Mr. Edmund Hinkson. What is the true position on that body? We have not heard from that body now for a considerable amount of years. We have not heard, we know that they've moved from James Street. We know they've gone to Belleville, and we know that they're now paying almost, that the office government, now that we are in Bra, paying almost $25,000 a month rent. And we have not heard anything from that office. We have a staff of about 15 people. But we're talking about medical marijuana. We're talking about substance abuse. But we're not hearing where they're going, what they've done. So I'm asking these questions. Mr. Minister, what is the true position now that you are about to debate what we consider to be medical marijuana? What is the true position on the Office of National Substance on Substance Abuse? Yes. What is your office doing? Mm-hmm. Have your office set up with your 15 members of staff set up to educate Barbadians of where they're going, what is going to happen? I'm also asking, we know that there was a time in this country that office did a lot of work. And they did a lot of work to the point that I talk about it several times, that in the period of 1995, far back there, when we were flooded with all type of alcohol by which sponsoring crop over, we were told when the Calypsoans were making sounds that they really and truly were encouraging the drink, when the media was printing big ads on rum and printing big ads on television, we saw the movement of that association begging that there be a cutback on alcohol abuse and alcohol advertising. And the Advertising Association, Barbados, really heed. And we saw it stop, John. We did not see that amount of cigarette advertising. We did not see that amount of alcohol advertising at prime time. Now, I'm wondering what is happening. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that office is still functioning. You're being paid or somebody is benefiting $25,000 a month rent in Belleville. You move from James Street in the heart of town to Belleville. My question here is, since we're on the bar, what can you tell the public that over the last, since the last person's job was shortchanged? We don't know why that person's job was shortchanged, but you've got a new person in position now. Can you tell us what is the role of the National Council on Substance Abuse? Can you tell us if they're functioning? Can you tell us somewhere along the line if the 15 people who are employed, if they're given authority to do the things they're supposed to do? We cannot continue to go on in this country attacking this and attacking that. And don't, Mr. Minister, all I'm asking you to do, and I know you are capable of doing, come to the public of Barbados. Tell the public of Barbados what is the role of the National Council on Substance Abuse. If it has been changed, what have you achieved over the last, because you know and I know that you're not to be blamed, but you have to provide the answers, because the former government is responsible for drawing it to a halt. And since the former government has been responsible for drawing it to a halt, I am asking you, what have you done since you took over the office? Have you put strings in place to encourage us to understand that is still in office, or are we supposed to believe, Joanne, that somewhere along the line it doesn't exist? All we're asking, since it was withdrawn, since the former person who was in charge of it was recalled from the job, since a new person has been put in place to manage it, which we have not heard from, since we have not even been told that it has been moved from James Street to Belleville, and that the rent in this bar time is $25,000, and you've got a staff of over 15 people, what is the role of the council, National Council on Substance Abuse? And I'm serious about this. I'm serious because it involves a lot of us. It involves our children. It involves our wives, our boyfriends, our husbands. It involves every one of us because it played a major role before.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mark, as always, for your contribution. Someone here is saying, good morning, from WhatsApp. Good morning, Ms. Haig. Your opening remarks about social media is very correct. I am in my 60s. You are very correct on micromanaging when you spoke on it. Some people want a job but not to work, which is very problematic. As you, as a boss, the buck stops with you. Just let people know what you stand for and you can get anything done. The lady about the garbage in your district, as you said to her, should call and thank the sanitation for doing a good job. I like your style. When something is wrong, you say that it's wrong, or when it's right, you say it's right. You don't have to be a Christian to be understanding, and I am just like that too. Keep up the good work. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Ms. Haig.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. They're going to start smart, as a smart meter. But first of all, I tell Mr. Williams, I used to clothes watch one of the boys who would watch the clothes. She ships. I wonder if we think we're getting further.
It's always no. It's nice to watch, but you see all kind of shapes and stuff like that.
I used to see ships and something. I used to see crumbs and stuff like that. You go through the guys. Anyway, most of them, when they hear the word smart, like a smart TV, smartphone, smart meters, they figure about better technology than what was there before. But the word smart assistant, I mean, you can hold on to this, smart assistant for self-monitoring analysis reporting technology. That's what smart assistant stands for.
Mm-hmm.
Self-monitoring analysis reporting technology. Now, I've heard some people come up with some humongous bills, $4,000 and all kind of stuff. I was wondering if it's possible that these, some of these meters might be being susceptible to the environment. Because the name of it alone implies that it must have feedback loops. I was wondering if perhaps some of them are being affected, say electromagnetism, maybe too close to power lines, and it's feeding back. And it's not only reading the water flow, but actually reading more than what's happening to itself and into the influence. Because, you know, the ambience, the environment in which any device is put in can actually affect it. Take an example of a fridge. You realize that a fridge works better when it's running than when it's warm?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right, but that's because the ambience mm-hmm. actually affects the fridge. The cooler it is outside, uh-huh. the more efficient
the fridge is working, yes. Right. No, I'm just trying to think up something here. We talk about the meters and the smart meters in terms of the water. It's not always the meter. Remember, you just can narrow it down to that. There's a lot of different factors that may lead to a big bill.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay.
But most people say yeah, they test for leaks. Vinny said she tests for leaks, and she don't have no leaks and stuff like that. I was just wondering if it's possible. Perhaps when the gentlemen do come to the studio for Santa Barbara, perhaps they can bring the specs with them and mm-hmm. You know, the specs, and they can go through the specs.
Well, just remember that anything that is man-made, you know, could have is man-made, so they can have problems too with some. I don't know, but again, you would have to. They're coming back. They were supposed to come to the studio last Sunday, but you know what happened. So I believe that Sanka Price is rescheduling that, and you know they will be asked those types of questions and maybe about the meters, as well as maybe how many meters are reported. Are they getting a problem with it? Is it something common? But one thing someone sent to me, though, yesterday, I meant to mention it this morning, it was the fact that they're seeing a lot of big bills, but then some of them are estimated bills. And so the Mitch-Meezy meters are not being read on a monthly basis. And if they can't read them, of course, they'll send you an estimated bill. And sometimes some people don't see the word estimated on it, and then they may assume that $3,000 is what it is. So,
well, yeah, we actually do that too. Mm-hmm. I thought about that also.
Yeah.
Now, there's something that they're doing in electricity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And raw, my commander would know this. You can use a stop meter. You know, they probably have their own meter, but you can use a stop or something called a check meter for your own purposes. You put it in, you insert it in a line after the power meter. Usually for that, it's usually, say for example, the fellow owns a property and he wants to monitor each house or each apartment separately. He can put one for each. Oh, he might just want to check and make sure the landing power meter is working properly. He puts it in his line. I was wondering if it's possible.
Hold on a minute. I wouldn't be encouraging anybody to stick anything in anybody in Leighton Power's meter to check anything unless you're a qualified electrician here.
But that's obvious.
No. I'm still making it clear because some people may hear you and then think, what is this gadget that I can just stick in to get?
No, that's why I mentioned Raw because I just worked at Raw as an electrician.
Okay.
So that was in play. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you could do that before. BWA also, if you can get your own meter and put it in after you to make sure say in a different position, a cooler position, so you can check, you can have the references of both readings to see what's going on.
You mean to purchase their own? Well, I guess you can install anything on your property, I guess, if you wanted to install another meter past the other meters. Once it's not on the roadside and it's coming into your home, to your water lanes, and you have discovered this other measuring device that can, you know, give you an accurate reading. Yeah, if you have the money to do so.
Of course.
No, I mean, not you, but in general, people can investigate if they can actually. There are other types of meters out there. It's not just what you see that EBWA has. There are other types out there being manufactured. So I'm pretty much sure they're free to once you do it on your property and not on the other side. You there? This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Dr. Brass Ducks, good morning. Good morning, Dr. Brass Ducks.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm calling to report a burst main in Valley Ridge, Caneville Christ Church. I want to get some help.
Valley Ridge, Caneville Christ Church.
Yes, please.
You want to give them some directions? I'm sure someone is listening.
I called the waterworks on since Tuesday night, despite burst. The main, the big main.
Mm-hmm. You'll give them some directions as to where they can find you.
The it is above Maxwell Hill. You come in to the second gap above the Revival Time Church.
Go on.
Mm-hmm. So I called again this morning, and the lady said to me, she don't know when it would get fixed. And the hole in front of my door is bare water. I cannot get out as I would like and all in my yard.
Mm-hmm.
So I am begging, please, see if the waterworks could come and fix the main. It's not a small main, it's a big main.
Okay, so Valley Ridge, well, a small main, or should I say a service link, can give off just as much water too. But it's coming out of the ground?
It's a big main.
It's coming out of the ground? By the sidewalk?
It's coming out of the ground. The whole road is there now, getting rough with a lot of traffic and things passing.
Mm-hmm. The water's bubbling up in the middle of the road or to the side of the road in the gutter?
At the side.
Okay. And,
at the side of the road.
And you've had problems with the mains out there before?
Yes, this main here is very old main.
Mm-hmm.
They're always giving way.
Oh, so this is the first time?
So haven't mm-hmm. give way, mm-hmm. but they like it no give way. So since Tuesday night, it was like that.
And no one then is able to tell you when you're saying that they're coming?
I called again this morning to the waterworks, and the young lady wasn't very pleasant, but anyway, I passed that. She said to me she don't know when it would get fixed. I said, but you're all always complaining about wasting water, and all of this water is being mm-hmm. wasted. It's luckily and God bless that there's a well next door to me mm-hmm. to take this water. And the well is full.
Mm-hmm.
So the water's into my yard now.
You see, that's the problem with doing a water conservation campaign and then not responding in a timely fashion to save water, especially in the middle of a drought. It will
right.
send mixed messages then to the public because, you know, you're asking the public to do their part. But
yes,
thank
I'm
you so much.
I'm begging them.
Okay. Well, we're going to beg them, and we've made the public plea. We're hoping that BWA, you've heard us. You've heard the lady. You've heard Brass Ducks. See what you can do to have this rectified today. Thank you so much for your call. We'll be back after the break. Welcome back. This is Down to Brass Ducks. Good morning.
Down to
Brass Ducks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. I'm calling here to say something that it sounds very odd to me, right? When the people are talking about the hurricane came, when it was coming, the storm, not the hurricane, the storm. And they were saying that the people were spraying in Barbados that it wouldn't hit Barbados, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I am saying is we can't see what we are hearing other people saying because the people in Martinique prayer too. The people in Dominica prayer, the people in St. Lucia and St. Vincent prayer. But why, you know, the way I want to say it sounds like if only
like if God is a Bajan.
Like, yes, or mm-hmm. not really like that, but I mean that mm-hmm. it sounds funny, you know, because everybody about the world where these things happen, prayer. And mm-hmm. then you will find that the storm lick up.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something.
Pardon me?
Can I ask you something? When
yes,
people, in this case, you said Barbadian. So let's just say that Dorian had impacted us in a severe way. What do you think that would come out of their mouths afterwards? In other words, if you're saying that people prayed, are making it seem as if they prayed so they got spared, but then it's coming across as if the other people know they'd pray too. But
yes.
what if, it's not a trick question, it's actually a real question. What if it had hit Barbados in a really negative way, destroyed us, flattened us? what then would we be saying? That our prayers didn't work?
Not, well, some people might say that, but mm-hmm. we can't get spared all the time. Mm-hmm. Some people would be saying that, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a fact.
I'm trying to figure out, whereas I understand what you are saying, because there's some people that, people get offended when you ask some person. There's some people who do. When they ask them, how are you? They go, I am blessed and highly favored. Mm. You know, like if, so somebody only else isn't? Exactly. So it depends on how you take something to, huh?
Yeah.
But, and how some person may put over it. They may not mean it in that way. But they do sometimes offend some people. For me now, hearing, this is just my view based upon what you're saying. I am in the many who thank God for, you know, sparing us. But for me, it wasn't like St. Lucia, well, you know what? Hey, God spared us. Sorry to hear about you type of thing. I think that Barbadians, I think that when we know that we've been spared, we thank God. But then when we recognize that it's going somewhere else, we also say, dear God, you know, please spare our friends in St. Lucia, or let's spare our friends in Martinique. So, they continue the prayer. Most people do. When people give thanks that they didn't get hit and they realize that somebody else is or may get hit, they start to pray for them. And that's the truth. So don't, no, I can't tell you how to take things, but, you know, don't look at it in that way, because if it had hit us, the persons who prayed, you know, I just wonder what they would say after it's hit, because some people actually have this tendency. And maybe atheists may say this, that you pray to God when things are good and you thank him. But what happens when things are bad? I still think that you need to be like Job, whereas if things are bad, you still hang in there. You still continue to pray. And it's just my opinion, because, you know, you don't ever lose your faith. So I think that Barbadians pray for everyone. They just happen to pray for themselves first, because remember, we're the island out there in the east. We're the ones that gets to first. So home drum got to beat first. We got to pray for ourselves first. When it passes, we give thanks, but then we continue to pray for our brothers and sisters on the other islands, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, I'm glad that gentleman raised that question. I was about to, because despite what you say,
mm-hmm.
a lot of these people, when they pray mm-hmm. about storms not hitting them, they're wrapped in a cocoon of self-righteousness, and they never think about the other countries.
How do you know that?
If from the tone of things that I've seen,
okay.
The priests and pastors should correct that notion, because people who are spared the ravages of these storms think that they are privileged rather than fortunate.
Do you think do you think that you receive it that way?
Oh, yes, they do.
Do you understand what I'm saying? If you're saying, I don't know if there people are talking to you or you're reading it on, say, social media, for example, right?
I don't go to social media. Not all right. My thing.
So then you have friends that tell you this.
Sometimes you have to remind people, spare a thought for the other island. And another question, and I think the gentleman raised it too.
Mm-hmm.
If you thank God for being spared the ravages, the brunt of the storm, and if your country, your island is, or your country is hit by the storm and hit very badly, as in Puerto Rico, for example, mm-hmm. what do you do? Do you curse God? Of course not.
But that's what I said. What do you say to God if something actually did happen? Do you turn your back? Do you go like? But I understand what you're saying and what the gentleman is saying, but I'm just looking at it from another side, where I'm saying, if someone, I'm included in that, I was, you know, I'm praying, dear God, please, you know. Now remember, we are the first island that the storm is getting to. It ain't went nowhere yet. So you're praying for yourself first, because it hitting us first. If it then it didn't hit, which it didn't, there's nothing wrong then with making sure, because hopefully I was thinking that if it missed us, it would just miss everybody. But unfortunately, it didn't make it that way. Does that make me a bad person?
No, No, I'm not saying, well, my position is this. God created the wind and the waves and what have you, and set them in motion. Mm-hmm. And pretty much after that, they do what they do because of science. And yes, you can pray, but never think that you are spared because you're good. There's a danger in that, and priests and pastors don't correct it. And it bothers mm-hmm. me no end.
No, ma'am, I like these topics, so I want to jump in again. You're saying that there are some people which, again, I have not experienced that with any of my friends. I've seen that on social media. I have not, I mean, I don't have those.
With your friends, I understand that.
Right, again, if it is that somebody comes plain out and says, like I just told you, I am blessed and highly favored and God loves me, you know, that type of thing. That then can come across as really like, you know, you just isolating yourself in this one little section here that God loves you and everybody else. Forget it. I can understand that.
And there are people who think that way.
But
there are people who think that way.
Maybe that's true, yes. But again, I still can't question what they actually feel inside. What I want to say is I am one of those persons who actually prayed to say, Father, please spare us. But I didn't say it to mean give it to somebody else. You continue to pray then for others, and that the storm would also spare their brothers and sisters from harm, and that if there's any damage, at least there'll be no loss of life. You know, that does that make me self-righteous? Does that make me selfish because I started to pray?
No, I wouldn't. No.
Okay.
But just encourage people around you to think that mm-hmm. way, because it's very, very easy to think, you know, that you're the chosen people and that you're protected and nobody else is.
Well, there are some people that believe like that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, and let me say good afternoon to the listeners. I don't think you've heard this voice before. I've heard yours several times.
The name I've heard
is
yours
John
too.
Kelman.
Yes, I've heard yours too, sir. Yes.
I am very Christian, meaning I'm not Muslim, Baha'i, or any of the others. Mm-hmm. Unlike some people who think that Christian means, in colloquial terms, brother, sister. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm one of those people who believe in the story of Jesus being the Son of God. I can't prove it, but I believe it and I've accepted it. I want to say out front that I am in total agreement with the caller just before me. You were asking if you don't think people pray for other places. I've been living in Barbados now much longer than you were. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I was living on planet Earth longer than you. I'm sure about that. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Ms. Haig, people mean when they say God is a Bajan? You think that they're sorry for the others?
Well, be honest with you, what I think is a very stupid statement. Always thought it was.
But then we admit that stupidness abounds in the heart of many.
We know that. There are many fools around.
Of course.
Many.
When people mm-hmm. say God is a Bajan, they are saying, thank God, who is a Bajan, that it has not affected us adversely. I have heard people glued to their radios, glued to the television, and watching ball by ball movement on these disturbances. And as soon as they see that the eye has passed over 13
degrees,
9.9, mm-hmm. they are boy gone clear. And that is the end of all the turmoil. What do you think they mean? I don't care about the others. They don't say, but it is implied.
John, can I call you John? Can I call you John? I could refer to you as John, Mr. Kelman.
By all means, John. I love that. John, my parents gave me that. I don't know where Kelman came from.
John, I cannot sit here and determine what is in the hearts and the minds of the people who feel relieved that it went past 13.0, and then to think that that's it, that they shut down. I know many people who have not only prayed, but have given to the countries that were impacted after it had spared Barbados, because Barbados was then in a better position to give because they didn't get hit. You see,
I understand that.
To make those statements is to tell a man what is in his heart and how he feels about a situation, unless he blatantly comes out, like I said, on social media. Truth, I can't say what's in a man's heart. I can't just assume. I can't assume that because it bypasses 13.0, that's it. That body's shut down. They don't care. But John, I don't want you to go anywhere. You know, we do have to break for the regional roundup. I would love to continue this conversation, and hopefully you can hang on, get something to eat, and come right back.